Praise the Lord. Tonight there is no outline. When I first wanted to bring this together, there was very little scripture. And then this morning it kind of exploded. So there are five scriptures. So if you want to take a note on that, those would be important ones to look up. Tonight the lesson title is a long one. And a very forthright one. You know, sometimes we like to come up with exciting titles that'll just grab you. Well, quite honestly, I'm hoping this will grab you. It's entitled, The Little Drummer Boy, Lord Jesus, I Give You All That I Am and All That I Have. Tonight we're celebrating the birth of Jesus of Nazareth. And we have to ask ourselves, what is the very best gift that we can give him? He's given us so much, we want to give him something special, don't we? Remembering that he gave us his all that he was and all that he had, we have to ask ourselves, can we do any less? The little drummer boy is certainly an inspiration in this regard. And I remember that frosty morning on December 19th, 1958. I did have to look up the date to find out when it came out. I knew approximately that I was waking up at 6 a.m. for school, and there was a radio program that came on at 6, and we always use this to help us wake up and get going. And this morning he announced, I have a very special song to present to you today. And it's one I think you're going to love. I do. And I heard it, and I do too. And it was The Little Drummer Boy by the Harry Simeon Chorale. Very, very special. And I've been thinking about this little drummer boy. Here, the shepherds came to worship. The wise men came with very expensive gifts. And they knew, the Holy Spirit told them, they knew on the inside of them, this was a king. This was a very special baby. And this little boy knew that too. But here he was, just a little boy, and he didn't have much, but he had his drum, and he could play the drum, and I'm gathering he probably did pretty well at it. He enjoyed it, and certainly he was getting better all the time. But he wanted to bring a gift. What could he bring? He had no money to bring the king. All he had was himself and his drum. It was a talent that he had. It was something that he had learned. He gave from what he was, from what he had. He just let it come out from the inside of him, and it's like, I want to play for you. Is that okay? And the song says, Mary nodded, and so he did. And then Jesus smiled. And he knew it was the right gift. He had given us all. He gave what he had. He didn't think it was much, but he gave everything he had. And that made it very, very special. In Matthew chapter 21, verses 15 and 16, but when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that Jesus did, and the children crying out in the temple, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. The priests were indignant. But Jesus, and they said to Jesus, do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise? So here this child was working according to Psalm 8:2, which Matthew 21:16 is quoting. Matthew 22:37, Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." And we add, "with all your body and all your possessions and skills." We could easily add that because it's saying here, love him with all that you have and all that you are. Acts 3:6. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I give you." And then he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So he had something different. He had knowledge of an answer for healing for that man. He couldn't give him wealth, but he could give him health in the name of Jesus. So he gave what he had. We can give Jesus our talents, our skills, our giftings. You know, we may think, "Hey, you know, I'm not a millionaire or a billionaire." Jesus doesn't care. He loves us. He just wants us to love him. And when we give to him what we are and what we have, it makes him very happy, and I can just see him smiling. 1 Corinthians 10:3, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now, each of us has talents and gifts and abilities and skills. Whenever we apply any of them, we should do it as unto the Lord and give him the glory. Let him receive back the benefits of what he has put into us, and we can just put that out and up to him. Here at ABC, we are blessed to have in our midst a professional singer-songwriter who is using his God-given talents and inspiration to give back to God. Our very own Abraham Dertner has blessed Pastor Joshua and myself with a song written as a dedication to us for our 20th wedding anniversary. Now, I'm going to play the song. It's entitled Taking Me Up to Heaven, and most, if not all of you, have heard it at least once by now. But I want to highlight some of the words and the spiritual wisdom in this song. It turns out that we do have the words available tonight as we sing it following this, but I want you to think about the words, the scripture, the wisdom that's coming out of this. May your voice echo through me and guide my tongue to speak nothing but your truth. Fill me with nothing but your Holy Spirit. Through every battle, your victory is mine. Through every challenge, on my knees, I will fight. And we all know that means through prayer, right? No matter what my eyes see, I know my God is good and your truth will never change. Then he goes on to say, fill me with, and he gives a listing of the fruit of the Spirit, which is very cool. That was the theme of our 20th wedding anniversary celebration. And he includes a listing of all nine fruit. And he ends with, there is power. In the name of Jesus, there is healing in your name. Hallelujah. So we're going to play this, and we get to sing along because we'll have the words in front of us. It's just freshly put up, so we have not had a chance to edit it yet, but you will have the words in front of you. So let's worshipfully go to God, and the timing, I guess, at this point.
Just please remain standing for a moment. Just a few quick words. I think it's a wonderful song. I think it's very anointed. But I do want to comment on some words. He's taking me up to heaven. Now, I know in much of the church, when we hear about taking up to heaven, we think about somebody dying and the spirit being taken up to heaven. And that's one meaning of it. That's one meaning of it. That's probably the lowest level of meaning. Enoch was taken up to heaven. Elijah was taken up to heaven. The 144,000 are going to be taken up to heaven. Many, many serious believers declare that when the rapture comes, they'll be taken up to heaven. And God is no respecter of persons. Being taken up to heaven, Paul was taken up to heaven. And being taken up to heaven can also mean you're in prayer and the glory of heaven just floods you and you're taken up spiritually. You haven't left. You're just in the heavens. And of course, in the 1,000-year millennial period, we will be in heaven in New Jerusalem. Heaven on earth. New Jerusalem on earth. So there are a lot of meanings to the expression being taken up to heaven. And I think that's the reason why this is a breakout song. I would like to pray, and if you are led by the Spirit to agree with me, that every time this song is played by anybody anywhere in the world, the anointing that's here that we're going to release will hit the person or persons who are hearing it. The anointing will flow through the radio, flow through the TV, flow through the CD player, flow off the internet, and just flood them. Just as if we were all here, everybody on the internet, everybody here, we're all here just praying that anointing upon the person as they hear the song. Already people have told me they've listened to it all day. People have it in the cars, and as soon as they get in the car, they turn it on. It's just the beginning. Just the beginning. Amen?
Amen.
By the way, this is Abe's first Christian song. He's a professional songwriter and musician and singer, but it is his first Christian song. And I think it's a breakout song. So let me pray, okay? Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Abe and for Carla. We thank you, Lord, for the love in their heart that he worked so hard and so much time and effort and prayer and love to create this song and to give it in love to Sarah and to me. And Father, we thank you that what he has given will come back to him, that in the name of Jesus, I declare this is his breakout song, that this song is going to be played in every country of the world that has electrical connections to play it. It's going to be played all over the world. And Father, every time it's played, by any type of media, the anointing that's here, the anointing we're going to release upon this song will permeate the atmosphere, touch each and every person who's listening to it, and draw them closer to the Father through Jesus Christ's song. The people who are in crisis, people who are wandering and in questioning, will hear their answers through the song. Because surely God wants us all, in one way, shape, or form, to meet him on heavenly grounds. We thank you, Father, that it is our birthright to meet our Father on heavenly ground, whether it be here in New Jerusalem, being taken up like Enoch or Elijah, in the rapture, whatever, we're going to meet Jesus. And so, Father, we want everybody to meet Jesus. We want everybody to be taken up to heaven in whatever way that means to them. So in the name of Jesus, we pray and we release that anointing in the name of Jesus. The anointing of God, rivers of the Spirit of the living God flowing out of us to flood this music, this song, wherever and whenever it's played, from this moment forward, anytime it's played, anywhere in the world, it will be as if every single person is here with their hands outstretched and the glory of God flowing out of them to touch the people who are hearing that song, to change the atmosphere, to drive demons out of homes and out of cars, that people may hear the voice of the living God. In Jesus' name we agree. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for participating. And now we're going to play the song again. Thank you.
Let your voice be the echo through me and guide my tongue to speak nothing but your truth. Kingdom of God, reign throughout my soul. I'm fill me with nothing but your Holy Spirit now. Through every battle, your victory is mine. Through every challenge, on my knees I will fight until he's taking me up to heaven, taking me up to heaven, taking me up to heaven. I know he's taking you and me up to heaven, taking me up to heaven, you're taking me up to heaven. I know he's taking you and I know he's taking me. I know my God is good. Remind me when I'm in doubt, your truth will never change. Fill me with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness and faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Through every battle, your victory is mine. Through every challenge, on my knees I will fight until he's taking me up to heaven, taking me up to heaven, taking me up to heaven. I know he's taking you and me up to heaven, taking me up to heaven, taking me up to heaven. Yeah, I know he's taking you and I know he's taking me.
Hallelujah.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There is healing in your name. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There is healing in your name.
Hallelujah.
There is healing in your name.
Hallelujah.
And I know you're taking me up to heaven. Taking me up to heaven. Yeah, he's taking me up to heaven. I know he's taking you and me up to heaven. He's taking me up to heaven. He's taking me up to heaven. I know he's taking you and I know he's taking me.
We're having a short service tonight. And now you can put me on camera because I'm so cute. I got one amen. Is that it? Wow. Tough audience here, Pastor Fred. Okay, well, the internet can see for themselves. Am I so cute? I think so. That's right. That's right. So here is the rest of the agenda for the service. I'm going to do some announcements, and then we're going to play two games along with the people on the internet. So this is a good time for everybody on the internet to print out the documents that are posted for the service, or at least bring them up on your screen. It's probably better if you print them out. At least print out the one with the matrix. The color one you might want to look at on the screen. unless you have a color printer, you want to print it on a color printer. So for some announcements, I know you can hardly wait for the announcements, right? So let's see, announcements. First announcement we have is we're going to pray for Pastor Jan Rivnik, Pastor Astora Jan Rivnik. She's been challenged with, she's a mighty woman of God, but she's currently challenged with major sciatic challenges. So we just want to take care of that for her, okay? So Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for Pastor Jan Rivnik, in the name of Jesus right now. We forgive her sins, we forgive her husband his sins, and we cover them with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we break the attack of hell upon her life. And in Jesus' name, we bind up every devil, demon, evil spirit involved in this challenge of sciatica. We give them 10 seconds to leave the city in which they are located, or in 10 seconds, you're cast out of this country, and you may never come back. In the name of Jesus, rivers of living water flow out of us and flood past Torah Jan and wash her sciatica nerves and everything connected to it, all the tissues around it, all the bone and the structures. Wash everything that would in the natural be contributing to this challenge. Wash them, wash away the symptoms, wash away the lies of the enemy, and we flood them with the blood of Jesus to heal and restore them. In Jesus' name, all pain washed out, all pain gone, flooded with the blood of Jesus for healing and with the oil of the Holy Spirit for empowerment, so this challenge will never ever come back. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we agree. Amen? Okay. Now tomorrow, of course, is the funeral services for Bill Suarez. And Frida has been a trooper throughout all this. All the preparations are made for tomorrow. The directions would be on here, and the address and the directions. The service starts at 12:30, and there'll be a luncheon afterwards. And for those of you already signed up and indicated that you want to go to the luncheon, and if you are a latecomer, you might call, might talk to Frida and see if there's still space available for you. Now, the last 2 weeks, we've not been able to help Frida very much. Normally, we like to provide a meal per day, take care of her meals per day for somebody who is going through this. But in this case, she has been so busy running around making preparations that we have not done that. But starting on Monday, Beth is the coordinator. We would like somebody to take Frida out for lunch every day, or dinner, I don't care, lunch or dinner, okay? Now, if you'd really like to do it, and for some reason you're financially challenged, no problem. See us before and we give you the money, or bring the receipt and we'll pay you for the receipt. Don't let money be a challenge. Let your love guide you. So I'm not sure how many days are still available, but you might want to see Beth and get your name on the list. And my wife and I will take any day that's left over. We're going to go from Monday through Saturday. And so we'll take any day that's left over. Throughout December, there'll be no 6 p.m. service on Friday. No 6 p.m. service on Friday. We'll resume in January, 6:30 on January, the first Friday in January. In January 2020, can you believe that? 2020. I remember when 2001 was science fiction. And then it got really advanced. It went to 2010, right? And now we are 2020. Wow. Healing School Semester 3 will commence on Sunday, January 12th. Sunday, January 12th. The services in this winter, spring semester coming up, all the services on Friday and Sundays, with rare exceptions, will all be Healing School Semester 3. And what you've all been waiting for, January the 10th, Friday, January the 10th, 6 p.m., we start our 21-day fast. 21 days fast. Let the Lord guide you as to what you fast. Some people have just done water only. That's not too common. Generally, people give up a meal or cookies or sugar. Sugar is always a great thing to give up. The Christmas party is tonight. Okay, let's see what else we got here. We have no birthdays coming up in this next week, but for the week following, we do have some birthdays. So for this coming week, no birthdays. The following week, and just as a heads up, starting on Sunday, 12/29, it's the anniversary for Craig and Betty Reese. 12/29. On 12/31, it's the birthday for my brother Ray Wong. And on, it was Tuesday, did I say Tuesday? Tuesday, 12/31, the birthday for Ray Wong. Thursday, January the 2nd, it's birthdays for Betty Reese and Jim Small. Betty Reese and Jim Small. Just a heads up. And tonight, we are so blessed to have Walter here. Why don't we give the Lord a big shout to the Lord for Walter being here. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, man. Yeah. Walter is a fighter, and he's only here on reprieve, right, or probation. He has to check back in tonight. Is that true? He has to check back in tonight. But he's doing so well, they let him out. Now, all this visiting, people have been going there and praying with them. I mean, at the very least, when you go visit them, do some affirmations. Walter, like me, is not really into social chit-chat. He's into prayer. So if you go visit him, be sure you pray with him, receive communion with him, do some worship. Okay? It has helped. The fact that you've all gone shows because he's here. No, maybe next Friday he'll be back permanently. Amen? We're looking forward to him coming back permanently. We think he can come on Sunday, but he'll need a ride, okay? So if anybody would like to give Walter a ride, remember he's in Covina. So check with me afterward and we'll work something out, okay? That one would be wonderful if you can make it on Sunday. Amen. Praise God. See, prayer was answered already. Okay. That's the news. Any comments, questions, or anything after the... We're not going to really have a formal altar ministry because I'm not exactly sure when to do it. So who would be the altar prayer team tonight? Raise your hands so people can see you. The Mays would be the altar prayer team tonight, okay? So if you need prayer, grab them when there's a lull, when they're not eating. Don't grab them when they're eating or playing games, okay? Okay? So we're going to play some games, and I trust by now the internet people are ready. If you hold for a second here, I'm not being very professional here, but I got to turn on this thing. This is my cell phone. I turned it off because somebody said, turn off your cell phone. So now, the reason I'm turning this on, because in this game, I want the internet people to feel free to text me. The number to text me on is 626-290-3700. Am I correct, honey? 626-290-3700. So as soon as you get the answer, text me. We're going to have a prize for the winner, okay? So I want the internet people to beat the local people. So the first one we're going to do is the one with all the colors, okay? Christmas carols with all the colors. Except what happened here. Okay. Here we go. Okay. I can't do it without my answers. So it's very simple. When I say go, you go. So, what do we need, each of these? No, you don't need the paper. Okay, this is really easy. I don't think so. If you do, it's a very, very, very small piece. So, first one, I tell you, I'll pick a box, the 24 carols. The carols are depicted by a picture, as you can see. Your job is to tell me the name of the carol. So I'll tell you which one to give me. Only focus on the one I tell you. So we're going to do maybe three, maybe four. But you tell me what the answer is. So as soon as I tell you the number, the first person that gives me the answer, raise their hand or text me, is the winner. Okay? So, number one, we're going to go starting. The first question is actually number one. What is the name of the song depicted in the block number one? Okay, we got a winner. Okay. Internet, you got to type it, so we give you a little time, okay? So if you can get to me within a minute, you qualify as an internet winner, okay? Oh, what's the answer? Okay. Well, they should have the answer already, so they have to type it in, okay? Okay, so the first one is... Yeah. Okay, for the internet people, that's it. If you haven't got it yet, then you can't respond, okay? If your text message is in transit, and if it's going through something like AT&T and takes 2 hours to get here, we can't give you 2 hours, okay? So the first one is, if you look closely, it's no L. It's the alphabet, but there's no L present. So the answer is, the first Noel, okay? Everybody see that? There's no L, so it's the first Noel, okay? So that's it, okay? So keep track of how many you got right. So far, one person is leading, or Pastor matches one person is leading 1-0, okay? And the internet, I haven't heard a text. Hang on a second, I guess I should put my volume up, right? Nope, no text messages. Come on, internet people, wake up. I don't want to see Pastor Matthew win this thing, okay? I should have disqualified him to start. Okay, the next one is number 11. Number 11. Maybe we're going to disqualify you. You get a prize, Pastor Matthew, but we're going to disqualify you for the rest. You've won a prize. You have won a prize, but we're going to give somebody a prize, okay? There you go. Okay, so we're going for the second prize, okay? Which will be the same as the first prize. So what's the second one? Did you all hear that answer? The two of you got it back there? Well, which one of you got it first? Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, that's a lot of prizes.
Huh? Okay. Deck the halls. Number 11. Okay, internet people, how are you doing, guys doing? Anybody got it? Why don't you do this, honey? That's a holly. What, my pocket? No, I'm telling you which one. I'm telling you which ones I want. Okay. Hurting cats. Okay, so there's nothing from the internet, huh? Wow, internet guys, wake up. I know it's late back east, but...
A minute delay,
okay? Send an answer in, even if you're a bit late, okay? We'll blame it on AT&T. The next one we're going to do is, right now, we've got a tie between these two gentlemen, okay? Pastor Matthew has won his prize and has gone off to the next contest. Okay, so the next one for the tiebreaker, well, not a tiebreaker, anybody can get it and tie up these two, they only have 1 point. So the next one is number 24. Number 24. Internet, number 24. Okay, we have a winner. Okay. We're giving the internet a little bit of time here. Internet, you got something on the internet? Okay, should we stop here or do one more? One more. Yeah. Silver bells, silver bells. Silver bells, okay. Okay, number 20. Number 20 is the next one. That's it. That's it. That's a darling. That's it, Lorraine.
I mean, Lorraine. Sorry.
Okay, so now we're going to tie. We have a tie. No, Pastor James got two, right? He's got two. Okay, so Pastor James is the winner then, right? Okay, Pastor James is the winner, okay? Very good. That takes you to the first contest. We'll do one more for fun, but Pastor James is the winner, okay? So
number 46.
Somebody wants to do number 46. Let's do number 21. Let's do number 21. It was always hard for me. Number 21. Number 21. Okay, Bill. Okay, Bill. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Number 21. Okay. So the winner is Pastor James. Okay. And Pastor Matthew, you get your reward later on, okay? But the winner is Pastor James, and he gets $20. Wow. Whoa. The condition is he takes me to lunch. In-N-Out is good. I like In-N-Out. Okay, next. The next one now, this is a hard one, okay? Are we ready? We're going to go to the one that's called Christmas Carol's Word Find Puzzle. It has a matrix of letters, a lot of letters there, okay? Everybody see? Everybody got it? On the internet, you got it? It's the matrix with a lot of letters. You're going to find a Christmas Carol in there. So the first Christmas Carol I want you to find is Angels We've Heard in the High. Whoa, Lorraine got it first. Wow. Wow, what a roll. My gosh. Wow. Internet, send in their answers. These guys here are really fast. We'll run two contests. The internet contest is separate from here, okay? So, you want to tell them where it is, Lorraine? Yeah. The first letter going vertical. First letter going vertical, okay? Well, that was pretty fast. Sarah, if you had kept your mouth shut, you'd have got it. I was about to say, we three kings.
Okay, I got it.
No, I don't think we can do that. Can we do that, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, I read one, yeah. Okay, we do that. Okay, we three kings. I don't believe that. See? We three kings. Okay, so it's tied 1-1. Okay, we're going to go. Yeah, yeah, we three kings.
Six line down, reading left,
very good. Don't do that again, okay? Okay, the next one is Jingle Bells. Wow, okay. So now we have a multiple tie, okay? Everybody who said got it has 1 point. Sarah has 1 point. Lorraine has 1 point. Okay, the tiebreaker. Here's the tiebreaker. Ready? Frosty the Snowman. I guarantee you won't get this one in 1 minute. Frosty the Snowman. That's the tiebreaker. You guys are really fast. I beg your pardon? It is on a dagger. Yeah. Absolutely right. Yes, right. Well, not three queens. No. Up a ladder above three kings. Where it says furrier? Great, very good. Okay, so now we got another tie. So now I got to find another tiebreaker. Do it, drummer boy. I can't find it. You found it. Okay, I got to find a hard one. Okay. Deck the halls. Deck the halls. That was pretty awesome, Penny. My gosh. Deck the halls. You found it?
Yes.
Where is it? Jingle bells. I didn't say jingle bells. I said deck the hall. No, I didn't say jingle bells. Well, wait a second here. Did I say jingle bells before? Not this time. Before? Yeah, that's interesting because, honey, jingle bells, I have jingle bells on here. I thought I did jingle bells already. Okay, deck the hall. Penny got it?
It ends with the S, third end from the bottom.
Third, I beg your pardon?
At the very bottom.
Uh-huh. Okay, the third S on the right. Okay, yeah. Okay, very good. That's correct. So the big winner is Penny. Yay. Wow, okay. So let's give this team of Matthew and Penny a big round of applause.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that in here?
On that one, yeah.
Really? I don't even see it. That's not $20, right?
Yeah.
Here you go, Penny, $20.
Yay.
Okay, very good. Very, very good. Wonderful. Oh. Same deal, you got to take me to lunch. Okay, that's it for tonight. So why don't we...